Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And on today's podcast, we are focusing on adjectives. And a really important part of English is showing variation in your language and not just using simple words. And when you want to emphasize a simple word, don't just use the word very, like very good, very bad. Try to find a better word. So that's the objective of today's podcast, is to try and learn and start using some more exciting words to describe things. So here's how it's going to work. I'm going to give you 8 adjectives, quite simple, basic adjectives, and I want you to try and find synonyms for these words to make them bigger, better, to add emphasis to them. So grab a piece of paper and a pen and try and find some synonyms to replace these words. Okay, so the first word is big. So can we find another word for very big? Number 2, very hungry. Number 3, very cold. Number 4, very hot. Number 5, very funny. Number 6, very scared. Number 7, very angry. And number 8, very interested. Okay, so there are the 8 adjectives, and you have to try and find words, synonyms, to replace these words. So take a moment to write those down and to try and find as many adjectives as you can. And then when you're ready, press play. So I'm going to give you my adjectives, the synonyms that I found. Some of these words, I only have one example. There may be other possibilities, but these are the ones that I have. So first of all, very big. Some words to replace very big. Huge, H-U-G-E, huge. Gigantic, massive, and enormous, all really good words to replace very big. Very hungry. Well, what word could replace that? Starving is a great choice here. I always say this, I am starving. Next, very cold. Well, we could use the word freezing. I'm freezing. The next one, very hot, boiling. So if it's very, very hot outside, you might say it's boiling. Next, very funny. Well, we could say hilarious. So maybe that comedian is absolutely hilarious instead of just very funny. Next, very scared. Well, we could say terrified. I was terrified. Or maybe petrified. Absolutely petrified. The next one, very angry. You could say furious or maybe even livid. L-I-V-I-D, livid. And the last word was interested. So you could replace very interested with fascinated. I am fascinated by ancient Egypt. So there are some words, hopefully you got some of those, and if not, then you hopefully have now learned a few more adjectives, and try and use these. As I said before, they do make your English a little bit more varied and interesting. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope you found it helpful. Remember, if you have any ideas for topics you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, or you're interested in taking English classes with me online, then you can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.